enough to take comfort in what they think they know. This is Nightfall. Welcome, dear friends. Frederick Hend, your holidaymaker for this post-New Year's season. If you enjoy travel, you'll feel right at home with tonight's story, but then again, maybe you won't. You see, even the most familiar of trips can have its surprises. In the strange odyssey of Lennis Freed, we find that not every stranger is unknown. Incidentally, our special tour guide for this journey is, well, you'll see.
Ralph and Penny Quick. They go every year in the dead of winter. The same way, stopping at the same familiar spots along the way. Last night, it was the Black Willows Inn. This morning, Ralph is taking a shower, and Penny has gone down to breakfast, alone. Ralph is going to be a little later than he expected.
Good morning.
Good morning, Beth, dear.
Coffee?
Please, you don't know how much I look forward to the coffee here. My husband says the Black Willow Inn serves the best damn Java brewed.
Why, thanks. Do you care to order breakfast now?
No. I'll wait for Ralph, thanks.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Certainly.
Would you care to order now, sir?
No.
Oh, okay.
Waitress?
Uh-huh.
My water glass. It's stained. Can you bring me another?
Oh, sure. There you go. I'll be in the back if you need me.
All right, Beth.
You're a convivial sort, aren't you, Penny? And he's the only other diner in the room. He's striking in an odd sort of way.
Where are you heading?
Huh? Oh, I'm not sure.
Just look at that snow. There's not usually so much snow at this time of the year.
It's so cold.
Quite comfortable.
I said I'm cold.
My goodness. Well, have some coffee, Mr.
Freed. Lennis Freed.
Have some coffee, Lennis. Mr. Freed.
This coffee stinks.
Yes, it does.
Are you traveling alone?
Oh, no. I'm with my husband. He's upstairs. We always come here. It's the first leg of our journey. The Black Willows is so much more pleasant than those places up on the interstate.
Journey?
To the coast. My husband and I go every year about now, except it usually isn't so cold. We always stop here for the first night, although it isn't really all that far from Montreal.
Tell the strange young man how it's your little odyssey to the winter sea. How you go for the peace and quiet. The beach is so tranquil in the dead of winter, with only the birds shrieking and the tide flinging driftwood about. He's turned to look at you, observe you. Tell him about the Natos. Tell him the way.
I think that's where I'm going.
Oh, well, it's not for everyone.
The Natos? It sounds like just the place.
Well, they'll probably be full up.
In Algonquin, what did you say?
Yes, it's 7. Listen, are you all right? Oh, your glass, my goodness. Beth?
Some water, please. This is quick.
Yes, just a minute. I found the water pitcher, Lennis. Lennis? Ralph.
Hi, Ben. What's up?
You must have seen him.
Him who?
Oh, is everything all right?
He must have passed you.
Who?
I'm sorry, I was down in the storage room.
He suddenly started coughing horribly.
What are you two blathering about?
Mr. Freeze.
We started to chat, and I went to get him some water.
Oh, look at this mess. I hope he didn't disturb you, Mrs. Quick. I'll be right back.
Now, where's she off to? Honey, will you please tell me what's going on?
Well, there was this young man. Ralph, he knew my name.
Hmm?
I don't think I introduced myself.
Well, Beth probably mentioned it.
No, I don't think so.
Penny, I don't want you talking to strangers.
Oh, I'll just sweep up this mess, okay?
No, it is not okay. Could I please have a cup of coffee?
Oh, of course. Listen, I'm real sorry.
Ah, now that's better.
More, Mrs. Quick?
No, thank you.
Sorry I took so long. The fact is, the damn shower conked out on me. I have to talk to Ed about that.
It's bitter.
I don't believe it. They've always made
the best damn Java boot I know. He said it stank.
Who?
Lenny Freed. I'm sure I never told him my name.
I wonder how much else he knows.
You wonder too, don't you, Penny? Well, perhaps you'll soon have a chance to find out.
What a killer, eh?
Haven't seen its double. Not this time of the year. I got your bills out.
Fine.
There we go. And here you go.
Thanks.
So, what's the forecast?
More of the same. Blizzard conditions down St. Johnsbury way. Looks like this baby's going to be with you right the way through. Hi there, Penny.
Ed, did I hear someone mention a blizzard?
Looks that way.
We'd better hightail it.
So odd. In 15 years, we've never encountered really bad weather.
If you're ready, the car's pretty well packed up.
Okay. Ed?
Huh?
That young man, Lennis Freed, is he okay?
The beggar skipped over paying his bill.
This the guy that...
Yes, dear, yes. Who is he?
Damn if I know. He blew in around midnight. Now, I wasn't going to let him stay yet. Not really our kind of customer.
No.
But, I guess I took pity on him.
There wasn't any car outside.
I know. No luggage either. Now, I checked with the police. They got this computer terminal up there.
Yeah?
They didn't have anything on
it. I mean, nothing.
As far as they're concerned, the fella doesn't even exist.
I don't think he was a criminal.
Oh, come on, Penny. That's why he was grilling you this morning. She is so naive.
Ralph.
Well, no harm done. Now, Beth and the missus checked out his room after he left, and there wasn't a thing out of place. Hadn't even slept in his bed.
Where did he spend the night?
Prowling around our room, no doubt. Come on, Pen, or we'll be snowed in.
Glad I'm not in your place.
Bye, Ed. Give my love to Marjorie and Beth.
I'll do that. Drive carefully, you hear?
Hockey rink out there.
I haven't seen a car in miles.
Of course you haven't. Who'd be fool enough to come out in this? It's like hell froze over.
I wonder which road he took.
God, you're not still on about that character back at the Black Willows.
He thought he might be heading this way, towards the coast.
That's just what we need, a psycho. First it was the shower, then the coffee, and now this. Why, Lord, are you sabotaging our vacation?
He barely had a stitch of clothing.
Sometimes you knock me out, really. You can scarcely say two words in a row to your own son, and here you are getting all motherly over some punk.
He's not a punk. And besides, you know that isn't fair. I'm not Alan.
Do you? Now, let me tell you something. Alan Quick is top of the line.
I know. And somewhere along the line, he stopped being human.
What the hell is that supposed to be?
It's all right. Oh. Alan doesn't need anyone.
He's self-confident. Your problem is you never forgave him for growing up.
Ever since he went to university, he has been an arrogant, self-centered...
The boy's got a goal. Anything wrong with that?
Damn! We're out of the ice, sir. I can't see a thing.
There's a service station 2 or 3 miles down this road.
I filled that container myself at the Black Willows. Must be that damn kid.
Oh, Ralph, come on. There's no reason to be so foul. Just because you and I don't see eye to eye on the house.
Now you're both on edge. It's getting worse, isn't it, Penny? You haven't felt like that for years. Yearning. Already you can hardly wait to see him again.
No one?
I just don't understand. The place is deserted.
It's a storm, I guess. Can we make it to the Lucky Clover?
I don't know.
Maybe we should wait.
And freeze to death? Well, if I'm going to drive blind, I'd just as soon be the only one on the road. I don't believe it.
What?
I can just make him out. Look, at the end of the turnoff. Up there, on the road.
I don't see him. Oh, my God.
He must be nuts.
We've got to pick him up.
He's not going to.
Where is he?
You know that.
That's his problem.
But you...
Okay, I'm sorry, but I just didn't like his looks.
He recognized me.
What? It was that kid? He looked like a biker who'd lost his wheels.
He smiled at me.
Yeah, I'll bet. They can spot a sucker a mile away.
Of course Ralph couldn't stop. He sees the menace you refuse to see. You fly past him. He's lost in your wake. What are your fantasies, Penny Quick? He's young, but then you don't exactly have one foot in the grave either, do you? Is it his youth, then? Or is it his illness that attracts you to him? Not quite the same old trip, is it? You're not going to make it to the Lucky Clover. But not to worry. Sharon's is just ahead. A 4-star restaurant. In the middle of nowhere. Of course, you hadn't bargained on Shadow. He's off his chain.
Oh, I'm getting too old for this.
Does he belong here?
I sure hope so.
Easy now, fella! Easy!
Shadow, stop that caterwauling!
Come on, Penny!
Come in, don't mind him. Shadow! Really, his breath's worse than his bite. Lloyd, come and take these coats, will you? You'll have to excuse us. We're short-staffed.
Oh, that's all right. Thank you.
My scarf. There you go. Thanks.
That was Lloyd.
Thanks, Lloyd.
What a drive.
Well, you're just going to have to relax. You're not going any further.
The voice of authority.
That's right. You're stranded.
Watson,
just had a report from the state police, Ralph. All the roads are closed.
But where will we stay?
I thought you'd never ask. Don't worry. There's a couple of rooms upstairs. They're not much, but you're welcome to one.
Oh, God. No offense, ma'am.
Please, call me Sharon.
Ralph, are you sure it's all right?
Oh, we'll fix you up. Come on, let's get you to a nice table by the fire. You got just about the pick of the whole place. We'll pump a couple of hot drinks in the old bloodstream, okay? You're our only other guest.
So somebody else was fool enough to...
It's impossible.
It pulled in about half hour ago.
Absolutely impossible.
He's not in great shape, but I think he's kind of cute.
Maybe cute isn't quite the word, but there certainly is something about him. You're quite certain now. The way he looked at you, Penny, just at you. The others couldn't see it. It could have been an embarrassing scene full of recrimination, but it wasn't, was it? The boy is on his last legs. Lloyd had to come to lead him away to the other room upstairs. But that look. Life in him, yes.
Well, I got through the police on the radio, but they don't think an ambulance could make it up this far.
Oh, dear.
He didn't seem so bad when he first arrived.
Oh.
You haven't touched a thing, Penny. Want some more wine, Ralph?
No. I said, what about that call?
Uh-uh. Telephone lines are still down. Sorry, Ralph. Hey, cheer up. You're on holiday, remember? Just shout if you want anything.
We are not taking him.
Ralph,
there's no way.
I wasn't going to argue.
Did you see the spite in his eyes when Lloyd took him away?
It wasn't spite.
No? That kid hates us.
He's very ill.
He's a con artist.
I'm not sure he'll make it through the night.
And what about us?
Ralph, got
that. We'll probably be murdered in our beds.
Ralph, I'm tired.
Oh, right. Well, are you coming up?
Maybe I'll just have a cup of tea.
What's come over you?
I won't be long.
Oh, yeah.
You had a cup of tea, and then you had an amaretto. But that only made things worse. You almost talked to Sharon. She'd sensed it, whatever it was. The boy's strange power of attraction. Time slipped away. You let it. Ralph was tired. He'd fall asleep soon enough.
But don't you want to...
No.
You should eat something.
Perhaps. Later.
Yes. Later. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, what am I doing?
Penny, is that you?
Telephone working again by noon. How'd you sleep?
Like a log.
Thanks, Sharon. You've been so kind.
All in a day's work.
I'm all for an early start. Are you all set, honey?
Yeah.
The kid. I forgot all about him.
You're too late. He must have left early this morning.
Then it wasn't a dream.
You heard him go?
He talked to me.
What?
You sure he's gone?
Sure. Must have been about, 5? At least that's when that damn fool dog started howling.
That's too bad.
Too bad?
Yes. You're not going to believe this, but I had a dream about him. I was sort of hoping that maybe we could give him a lift or something.
How was he?
What?
When you talked to him?
Oh, he seemed remarkably well. Yesterday.
Who?
The hospital. There was some kind of accident. He was in a coma. Alan.
Oh, my God. An accident?
It must have been the night you left Montreal, around midnight.
Is he all right?
Ralph? He regained consciousness a couple of times. They said he was talking in his sleep. I'm so sorry. It was about 5 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
It was. Wasn't it? He was in a car. I don't know the details. They said his lung was punctured.
Yes. Of course. Harriet.
Yes. Was there someone here this morning?
Here?
What are you getting at?
Someone looking for us? For me?
Oh, Bob said something. It was just when the storm was passing over.
A knock on the door.
It woke him up. Thought maybe it was you. But there wasn't anybody there. Not that he saw.
Penny, you don't mean...
He told you he wasn't sure where he was going, didn't he? Who else could he turn to?
Who else could he turn to?
Alan, I don't understand. Your son is dead.
I know that. I know.
It would appear that all our information is not learned directly or easily. Telford Oliver provides the names of those who participated in tonight's show.
The Strange Odyssey of Lennis Street was written for Nightfall by Tim Wynn Jones and featured Helen Hughes as Penny, Sandy Webster as Ralph, and Frank Moore as Lennis Street. Also featured were Melanie Brown as Beth, George Myrner as Ed, Marion Gilsonen as Sharon, and Joyce Campion as Harriet. Our special tour guide, Henry Raymer. The sound engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Kathy Perry. Production assistant, Peggy Este. The play was produced and directed in Toronto by William Lane. Executive producer for the series, Don Kowalchuk. And now a clip from next week's Nightfall.
Have you been on the radio to command again?
Sure, why not? Let him know what we're up against.
All right,
here.
Devlin, I'll say this just once more. I am the senior officer up here, and I've told you that radio transmitter is to be used for our routine weather report and nothing else. Must I say so? Get back to your
All I told him is that we're in an emergency
Correction.
Situation.
Correction. We're into a difficult situation, and we're handling it. There's no cause for panic, not
the
yet,
hell
anyway.
There isn't. What if that storm doesn't light up? Huh? And that supply plane, what if it doesn't
we'll
get through?
We'll deal with the ifs as we come to them. Meanwhile, you'd better try to relax. You'll last longer here. Pour yourself a cup of tea.
And you call that...
How many times have you used that same stupid tea bag?
Easy, lad.
Don't hand me that crap, McNabb. I am sick of making do, as you call it. I'm sick of being hungry and cold, sick of you and that dog, sick of this stinking hut and this stupid job. God.
That's because you're new to it, laddie. What you've got is a wee case of cabin fever.
What? Cabin fever? I've yet to see anyone on his first tour of duty up here doesn't get it sooner or later. Goes with the job, you might say.
It's not just the job. It's this whole godforsaken country. Cold, empty, cruel. It makes you feel like you're nothing. That wind out there that never stops. Those nights without end.
Oh, I don't know. We're getting about 18 hours of dark right now, but that still leaves us 6 hours of daylight, such as it is.
Wait till you get... Don't forget to be here again next week when we embark on a different journey to the far north. In Arthur Samuel's Weather Station 4. Until then, I'm Frederick Hend for Nightfall.